A lawyer for Donald Sterling is now suggesting that a recent medical exam declaring the Clippers owner mentally incapacitated might be flawed.
All right, our Paul Lowe is here, and why would it be flawed?
It's an interesting argument by Bobby Cimini. He's raising questions about this exam that concluded that Donald Sterling would probably mess up, not able to run the trust. The physician, Merrill Platzer, is a specialist in Alzheimer's dementia. Now, the doctor was seen socializing and even having drinks with Donald Sterling at a hotel after that examination on the 19th of May. And I just spoke with an independent lawyer, no affiliation with the Sterling matter, Richard Roth with the Roth Law Firm, about the appearances of this, how it looks going into trial next week.
This doctor really shouldn't be going out doing an independent medical examination and then downing some whatever they were downing at a local bar. So it's comical, but from a legal perspective, it's somewhat troubling that a doctor would do that.
Now, this doctor, one of three consulted by Shelley Sterling, Platzer concluded that Donald Sterling is at risk of making potentially serious errors of judgment showing signs of cognitive impairment. That basically was the conclusion of the report. The Sterling Trust, however, from what we've read so far of this story, she really only needed two to remove Donald Sterling from that trust, guys.
Okay, do we know if this story is going to have any weight in court next week?
You know, mental status is not supposed to be the focus of this trial, but you can bet Donald Sterling's lawyers are going to try to bring it in. This is a trial that is supposed to pretty much decide whether Shelley Sterling acted properly when she made the deal with a billionaire to buy the team. That $2 billion offer is still pending. That buyer wants Donald Sterling out of the picture for the sale to go through.